It's time to get organized this new year with Menards. Update your closet system and add style today with Closet Culture. Choose from two closet finishes and four colors of shelf boards to create a functional yet stylish closet solution that matches your home decor. Check out all our Closet Culture closet kits or view our weekly flyer on Menards.com to see all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
All right, yo, this is Edsel from the band Dope.
Tony Campos from Static X.
What's your show called again?
Anthony Rogers.
The Anthony Rogers Show, motherfucker! Woo!
This is the Emporium Smoke Shop. It is in the Del Mar Loop area of St. Louis. This has been a magic kind of place for smokers, a staple for 28 years. I mean, look at all this stuff. Crazy stuff they have. I mean, they have just pipes and pieces and vapes and e-liquids and accessories, Kratom CBD, Delta products, Hoover's rolling papers, locally blown art. Like, look at all this stuff. Each piece is classic. Use promo code LEGENDARY when you go in there. Get a 10% discount. Check it all out. This has been a classic St. Louis staple for 28 years. Come on in.
We're in fucking Louisville, Kentucky. We're smoking weed, bitches.
Did I?
No, neither did I.
No, she just mentioned
things about this business, and it also humbles you real quick. And like,
could, yeah, exactly.
That like,
I mean, I juggle.
Realize how,
I juggle yeah, things. Right. Like, I'm pretty good at juggling.
What important all that shit is. Yeah. And it's just a matter of
repeating
those kinds of experiences. It starts to get like what really matters starts to come into focus.
Well, there's a difference between being like a child and an adult. Like, yeah, you're doing that for sure.
But again, think about why do all of us get into this business?
For fun and not for a job.
Partially. I mean, why do we stand on stage?
Oh,
it's because you're insecure and you're a kid who wants affirmation and you want to feel validation. You want to feel that black
feel
hole in your soul.
Feel like you're making a difference.
100%.
Like your life isn't.
You want to be
the.
You want to. You want to be popular?
At all.
Well,
hey, like, actually, I can't like that.
You want to be popular? Hold on, I'm not done.
Let him get his therapy.
You want to be popular? Popular without being on the football team. You want to get girls without being on the football team.
Right, right.
And once you achieve that, then you kind of realize like, oh, that wasn't the answer to the world. That was just like cool and fun and. Then you start to get to know who you really are and figure out why you were seeking that validation. And then you grow up. And then you get married like me and have kids and you turn into a better man than you were before.
Yeah, you were really broken.
I was very broken. I am good. And here's the sad part. When I met you in 1999, I was barely broken. By the time 10 years later, I was... I don't even know the right word, because it was like I deliberately broke myself. I was just not the, you know what I told myself when I kind of went through the want to metamorphosize, if that's a word, was I looked in the mirror and I was like, dude, you are not the man that your mother like would be proud of you to be. Sure, she's proud of your accomplishments, but are you really, do you really live by the values that your mother raised you to have? And I was like, I do not at all. I've gotten so lost in this rock star, single, superficial, disposable life that like I forgot who I am at the core, and I had to like take a shower, and it took a few years to like put myself back together in the mold that I wanted to be.
And again, I'm a better man for it.
Yeah. Hey, this is why he spoke tons of me.
True. Words of wisdom, boy. Words of wisdom.
Yeah, we spoke later, basically a guru, right?
Yeah, apparently.
I am no guru.
I'm like,
I think I stepped on a
complete opposite. Complete opposite of this guy.
Yeah, but you made it by accident.
I made it on purpose.
He's like, I failed backwards.
Absolutely. No, he had a purpose.
I know, I had a plan.
And a plan. I was just going on. Well, I had a plan, but it wasn't this.
Right.
What was your plan? My plan was to fucking go to school, get my computer science degree, go be an IT guy for Department of Defense, make great. Didn't work out. I was like, well, let's see what happens with the band.
Okay.
And
sold a million records.
This is the last thing I ever thought I would.
And he's known for saying, yeah.
And I never started playing music to pick up chicks because I played death metal.
Different motivation.
I'm mad at my parents. You know?
That's amazing. Oh my god.
I recorded You Spin Me Round for the strip club. I knew it would be effective. Soulless.
Smart.
We met on like one of our, both of our like very early tours. Our albums both came out in 1999. We toured nonstop, like back into it, like Dope, Static X, Power Man 5000, Dope, Static X, Fear Factory, Dope, Static X, 7 Dust, and then just Dope, Static X around the country.
Fuck
like,
yeah,
we played,
that's awesome. Yeah.
And this was back
in.
And then
man.
When Static X got back together to do their 20th anniversary, Dope was doing our 20th anniversary. So we like repeated for the last 5 years. We've just been touring together again and celebrating all the stuff we did back then and working together on helping to like create new cool shit for the fans. And
that's awesome.
It's crazy that me and Tony Campos are where we are together in life. You know? If you could go back in time and put me, you, and Wayne, and
I did.
Oh, okay, so I'm like,
but I would have never guessed that of all of our friends that ended up falling victim to drug addiction, I would have never thought it to be Wayne.
Yeah.
You would have thought it to be me.
Yeah.
You know, even though I was never an addict, honestly, like, I never partied with those kinds of drugs, but you would think by looking at me and...
Right. To a certain point in his life.
But if you were doing a Deadpool on, like, who would become the drug addict, I would have been much higher up.
Yeah, yeah. For sure.
So I never would have imagined that Wayne would have gone that route.
Really,
and he never would have either.
Yeah.
Did he just go through something traumatic and it just, like...
Yeah.
No. Maybe the short of it, as somebody who feels comfortable saying it, Wayne was married. He was kind of the opposite version of me. When Wayne made it in rock and roll, he was a very conservative life guy.
Yeah.
And after that relationship kind of fell apart, his band was 3 albums deep, and he was a huge rock star.
Yeah.
And he met a woman who had a lot of baggage and a lot of and really liked to experiment with drugs. But they fell in love, and they had incredible experiences together that Wayne missed out on for several years. And she invited other people into the bedroom with chemicals, and Wayne was like, "I've never done any of this before," and he just went down it so far and so fast that they became a codependent addiction together, and they kind of walled themselves off from the world. And sadly, what took place is a tragedy that happens
too often.
For him, it was crazy the way it got him, because it was very much about, like, I abstained from taking advantage of all of this stuff for so long.
When myself and, to a lesser extent, the other guys in the band weren't taking advantage of some of our labor, let's just say, you know?
They weren't the big party girl band.
My bus was like, oh, it's a quiet reading time. Like, well, I'm going to go hang out with Dope, or I'm going to go hang out with these other guys, Fear Factory. And I was enjoying the folks to our band.
Yeah.
We had to put it mildly.
Wayne wasn't.
Right.
So it was
the other guys were like,
let him off the leash.
And
it just went bad.
Yeah.
And it's sad because he was so talented and such a soft-spoken, wonderful dude. But if anybody's dealt with addiction, like, once you get lost in that, like, you're not even dealing with the person anymore. And that's where 95% of the differences that you and him faced at the end, it's not because you were dealing with the person. You were dealing with a person that is completely not in reality anymore. And it's very... weren't able to reconcile with a person that was unreasonable at the time of their passing. That
people
you
are so insensitive.
And you're a horrible person, Tony.
Well, they don't know that. They don't know how that goes. You have no right to celebrate. 20th anniversary.
On the bus.
He's probably reading a book.
Yeah.
About arthritis.
Right? About arthritis.
Why would you be mad at these guys? It makes no fucking logical sense. And I don't care if
keeps the legacy going, too. If you're a fan, he's
what like, sucks is, like, you guys are already
hear
grieving
it.
Someone.
And still truly care about it. Yeah, yeah, you know, it's crazy.
Legacy festivals like that's, this, it's like they belong here. They deserve to be here. They deserve to be remembered here.
I won't do this.
The way I kept marching on was Wayne's family.
Yeah.
Embraced us and what we were doing. So I can deal with the few haters.
It pisses me off more than it pisses him off. Because I don't like seeing my friends in attack.
Yeah, of course.
You can say whatever you want about me. I don't give a fuck.
Like, the most
harmless, like, good-hearted, like, down-to-earth dude. Like, if you have conflict with Tony Campos, I promise you it's probably your fault. Really, truthfully. I promise you. It's, like, it just makes no sense.
Is there any like new stuff coming out or like new tours?
You guys got a movie coming out at some point.
Yeah, we got the documentary we're finishing
up.
Hope to get it out sometime next year.
Okay.
And then we got some stuff other than that, some touring, I think, for next year. But yeah, keep your eyes open for the rest of the year.
You guys have a you'll be posting it on your social media?
Yeah, it'll be on our socials.
Cool. Google Static X to find that information.
Yeah, don't forget the hyphen. Static hyphen X.
And everybody, email Al Jorgensen and tell him to hire him back in the ministry. You hear?
Yeah.
No, I'm just helping these guys a lot.
Okay, that's really cool.
Helping them get their movie to the finish line.
Awesome.
And,
you guys, your